quantities. Yep. Like, after Jack came along and he asked for the audio for Jericho episode, apparently, I mean, it takes too long. It takes so much space, like 20, 30 gigabytes. All this.
It's something to do for special episodes only, once in a blue moon. Like, there's no reason to be doing that, actually.
I was just talking about boilers.
Jack's just doing his Vince McMahon of Left Wing podcast act. He's like, I got to own the video rights. I got to own the stream. I want the video library. I'm hoarding them all. We're going to launch a Real Politic Network. We're only $9.99 a month.
If Jack Frame Greed is the Vince McMahon of Left Wing podcast, and God knows, like, I mean, that guy, if that guy is Vince McMahon, we are doomed, man.
That's true. I mean, he's considerably less evil, but he also lacks the basic shred of business acumen that Vince has. On balance, you know, a much better human being on every level. But
he sent out a sort of, you know, call for like funding and so on, because apparently after COVID or so, there was a period where you guys went basically on hiatus, and I saw that. It's like, okay, like, I'll just, you know, I'll subscribe to this. I make enough money these days. I'll subscribe to Patreon. But apparently, I didn't know that before. Like, you can actually write a message to the person you're patronizing. And I heard of them, you are the second worst left-wing fucking, like, content I've ever heard in my life. Apart from that wrestling shit that you also participated in. Jack messaged me like an hour later. Oh, and by the way, I received your message. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think we've had a few recent subscribers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that big.
People
were waiting to see if the content was coming consistently for a little while before they actually paid up, which is fair enough, because we did go a good few months barely putting anything out.
And Jack is
appreciate all our Patreon subscribers.
Jack is World Bodybuilding Federation era, Vince.
Oh, God, yeah. So we should probably crack on with the video, right, simply because I'm aware it's night two of WrestleMania at midnight tonight. So some people watch.
Oh, yeah.
I probably won't be necessarily watching it live, but some people who tune into this might be. So we should at least...
Yeah, so this was basically the entire main event scene at the time. Yeah.
So this would have been very early in Ike Taker phase. You know, he'd been away for a while, and then he'd come back and just like, yeah, I'm a cool biker now, after a long absence.
Oh, shit, yeah, you can hear the music. He's got his Limp Bizkit music. No, this I'm a cool biker who listens to new metal.
This might be dubbed over because he had Kid Rock first, and they haven't got the rights to put Kid Rock on the network.
But again, like, that's not typical. But I can't imagine like a bunch of bikers listening to Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit.
Oh yeah, I mean, WWE's musical tastes are always like completely out of whack with wider.
To deliver emergency intelligence.
Here he is. He hears Limp Bizkit and he appears.
But new metal is not real music. I don't need to talk about that filth. I listen to real bands.
No, that's all we're talking about now for the rest of the stream. I'm lucky.
I've got to run in 1 second, but I just want to say I've obtained evidence that the co-host of this very show is Mr. Grind is Taliban.
Hamas is the sort of
yeah, no one cares about Taliban anymore.
Not for me. Not I care deeply about the Taliban. Hang on. No,
I would like to clarify that I am not Hamas.
I've misread, but there you go, a tacit confession that he is in fact Taliban, a smoking gun. No, but I would like to clarify, I've actually just reread this email from a top intelligence source, Jay Ball. You shouldn't give the names of your sources. He told me you should.
Right, call him James B then.
James B All. He says, actually, the email says that Grind is Welsh.
Even worse.
Shut up.
I misread that as Taliban. Apologies. No, sorry. I'm on here to watch a film with my friend. I just saw you guys were online, so
I'm not being funny. Like, I'm sure the film you're going to watch is very good, but it's no Six Man Hell in the Cell at Armageddon 2000, Jack.
That sounds great. That sounds
look at this, man. The bald man kicking ass.
I can't see the screen, sadly. I just
saw. For fuck's sake.
I just came on Discord, and it said that I could join on voice chat. So
you can stay if you like. That's fine.
I can't
get
stay.
Get his fucking permissions yanked, man. This is not.
but that's why I didn't have time to prepare anything. This was a spur of the moment thing. That's why I just had stuff.
Now it's Geraint who's going to suffer through your film. Basically, you're going to talk about the next episode or something.
That's some stuff.
40
I was,
hours.
Yeah. 4-hour film about the Skinnered.
Yeah, but that would be great. I wonder if there is a comprehensive Skinnered documentary. Anyway, sorry guys, I got to run.
Yes.
This is just
good night.
A little. When I obtain intelligence from the intelligence services, I've got to share it. So that's you know.
Flee like the cowardly heel dog that you are.
You are calling me a flea. You are using dehumanization tactics.
Oh, here comes James Bloodworth.
Yes.
Now, is it? Oh, another one of my intelligence sources. Okay.
James Bloodworth, the only man in the world that does a worse Welsh person impression than Jack.
And my apologies to the Welsh. I was just having a lovely chat with Shrieking Tin Man earlier. So I'm the best friend.
Does he have
I have a Welsh friend. I can't be anti-Welsh.
Some of my best friends are Welsh. It's not racist.
That is what I've always maintained. Anyway, okay. See you later, guys. Hope your stream goes well. And you're having a great day.
See you, Jack. Have a good one, mate.
Cheers, man.
What a day it is. Okay, bye.
In accordance with one of your former older episodes of Rare Politic, the first thing this motherfucker remembers about being Welsh is sheep. So I don't know how much not racist can he be.
It's a typical Englishman, really.